Okay. Red is asking, what's the max amount of people that you, Jill and Jenny swallowed? He comments that in one of the last stories, yours was 61. Jill ate 57 people in that story, and Jenny said she already ate 50 people in her barn. Yes, that's exactly it. I don't think we should have any changes to this in the near future. And he asks about other people. I didn't understand that.
Emily, could you go to the kitchen and get me a glass of water? Okay, now that Emily isn't here, I'm going to talk about Samantha real quick. We don't know her record. At the water park, she must have swallowed more than 100 people, but we don't know the number for sure. Now let's change the subject. Emily is coming back.
Okay, back to the questions. He keeps asking if we know any male predators. No, we don't know any. How would you feel if we met someone?
I don't know. It would be strange since all the predators I've met are female. As far as we know, only women can swallow and digest people.
And what do we know about the nature of predators? Have Mom and Dad told you anything about this? Or about our family? If we have any other relatives who can swallow people?
In my nutrition course, I try to secretly study my metabolism and the reasons why I can swallow people. There seems to be some genetic component, as Mom can also swallow people, but it shouldn't be too strong, as Emily can't. It must have no relation to our daddy's genes. And apparently, we don't have anyone else in our family who can eat people. So we don't know if it's some mutation that only affected our lineage. We still have a lot to discover.